Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I am a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the People Stack. Before we dive into this episode, I'd like to invite you to join our Slack team, Climbing the Tech Leadership Ladder. Join a community of other tech managers who are learning what it really takes to upgrade your teams, your careers, your paychecks, and your life. Send a quick "I'd like to join your Slack" email to slack@thepeoplestack.com. We'll see you in there and enjoy the episode.
Hey there, folks. Rob from the People Stack here, where we help people just like you achieve your dream career and live the dream life that can go along with it. And today, I want to talk to you about interview prep. Really, I want to talk to you about a client that we had spoken with recently. And this person was feeling stagnant in his career. He had been in the same position for roughly the same position for about 12 years. And he was feeling the need to move on. He was feeling the need like he wasn't getting enough challenge, enough impact, enough recognition, enough to feel fulfilled by his job. It doesn't matter what not enough means. When you feel like the work that you're doing isn't being appreciated, when you feel like the appreciation that you are feeling isn't enough, it isn't filling you up, it isn't doing the job that appreciation is supposed to do, it's okay for that to be not enough. You don't need some other empirical evidence, some other metric, or some other thing to measure it against. And if you're like this particular client, you've been trying to do the whole job marketing thing. You've been reaching out. You've been applying for new roles. You've been trying to improve your situation the best way you know how. And ultimately, what a lot of folks get led down the path of is interview prep. Now, we all know that there are certain San Francisco companies that pay quite a great deal. And that's awesome. And when you get one of those on your resume, that opens up a lot of doors for you. There's nothing to refute that. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen because it absolutely does. There are other companies that will pay well. There are other companies that will give you the love, appreciation, the impact, the ability to connect with users, and the ability to change their lives. That all exists. It's all out there waiting for somebody to go get it. One of the things we tell our clients is that the job you're seeking is seeking you as well. And I have oodles and oodles and oodles of referential material to connect that, but that's really not what we're talking about today. With this particular client, again, just feeling stagnant, multiple years, over a decade in the same type of a role, you would think with a resume like that, companies would be knocking down the door, trying to get his attention. But it wasn't working that way. And so he came to us, but what he came to us for wasn't fixing that. What he came to us for was interview prep, because everybody gets bombarded these days with different options for preparing for interviews, because those large San Francisco companies, some of them have very, very rigid interview processes. There's a whole cottage industry in just getting through their interview process. Now, once you get there, making sure you enjoy your job, enjoy your life, that's up to you. That is not covered in those places. And frankly, for a lot of the folks that we talk to, that interview prep isn't necessarily the right place to be going. And I say that because when you're going into a job, you can have it your way. You hear often about having to do linked lists and different types of algorithm things and different types of, I'm pretty sure at some of these places, even the janitor knows how to do a structured binary sort in a really compact and excellent way, because that's the only way they know how to hire anybody. So of course, they're going to throw that out to anyone who comes for a role. But if you're there to be leadership, if you're there to be not an in-the-weeds coder who is working on algorithms all day, then what's the value of really spending your waking hours cramming for an algorithms test that may or may not get you that job? So what we talk about instead is not wasting time with interview prep. What we talk about instead is finding that ideal job for you, that ideal role for you. And the ideal role for you, maybe it includes an algorithmic test because you love algorithms. Great, go for it. That's your vibe, that's your jam, that's where we go. For a lot of people though, especially people who have put down coding to focus on leadership, people who have never been a coder in the first place, but are part of the glue that helps the organization stay on track, stay on budget, and release meaningful, powerful things day after day after day, like your project managers and your product managers, like your QA folks, like all of the pieces that need to make a functioning, complex system go. All of those people don't give a rat's patootie about your algorithm test. So why are we letting that be the gatekeeper for whether or not you get your dream job? And the fact of the matter is you don't have to. The fact of the matter is that while you hear about a lot of those marquee title companies looking for people based on algorithmic stuff, I mean, hell, there's courses, college courses for passing their interview process. Most organizations don't do that. Most companies, in even here in the US, most companies do not do that sort of thing for roles where it's not part of the role. That's best practice. Best practice is you only ask questions, you only go to test the things that are relevant for the role. Now, if you're going for a leadership position, what's relevant for the role is going to be your people skills. It's going to be how you handle complex situations, how you handle difficult conversations in the first place. Nothing to do with an algorithm. There's no algorithm that's going to help you through that. And so when it comes time to find your next role, when it comes time to get out there, first decide, do you want a role that is going to be algorithmically heavy? If it is, go ahead, go take one of those algorithm prep courses. That's probably going to be super beneficial for you. But I want to talk about what happens even before that. Let's talk about the people who, despite having a decades plus long resume of marquee positions and have done amazing work, they're not even getting the interview. They're not getting through the applicant tracking system. You're not getting feedback about anything. Because more often than not, what happens when someone submits an application for a job isn't that you get an interview and you find out you missed out on the algorithm. That's a very, very narrow percentage of the time. Most often what happens is you submit your application and you hear back nothing. Not for days, not for weeks, maybe not for a year. I've certainly had places where I had applied that eventually got back to me a year later, reading something off my resume that was completely no longer relevant. I'm sure you've had that experience as well. And that was before I knew what I actually needed to do to get the right jobs that were the right ones for me. And now that applicant tracking systems are the norm, where every organization larger than 20 people has one, well, you're going to have to figure out how to get around them too. Because there's very little more demoralizing than radio silence after you pour your heart into a resume, and then you pour your heart out again into their silly little boxes that recap everything from your resume that you have to copy paste all over again. The next worst is hearing no thank you in some form letter, some boilerplate nonsense. It happens. All of these are examples of why that role wasn't the role for you. Because you're better than that. You deserve far more personal touch. You deserve someone to be able to hold your hand, take you into the organization, show you around, introduce you to all the people, and say, hey, everybody, this person is perfect for the job we have, for the role we need. There's two types of people for whom that's a challenge. Those who don't know how to get into the interview in the first place. And the second is for those who aren't content. They don't fit everyday roles. They don't fit the off-the-shelf product. And that describes actually a great number of people, especially the people that we work with. And if you're not certain what I'm talking about, you know how if you go clothes shopping, some people are able to go into any random store and they know that they are a size, whatever it is. And they find that size and they take the item, they put it on, and it looks like it was tailored made for them. They fit off the rack just fine. And then there's a large portion of people for whom that just, they've never had that experience. Anything you get off the rack is either too big in the wrong places, too small in the right places, or otherwise just doesn't flat out fit in any conceivable form. And the same thing is true with jobs, with roles, with, and it can say what you want on the label. But if the day-to-day isn't the challenge you want to solve, if the day-to-day isn't the problem you're here to, on this planet to make better, it's not going to be the perfect fit for you. And if you're content to just put up with that, it's going to be a constant drag on your ability to enjoy your work and enjoy your life. And so for those people who need roles that aren't a perfect fit, the current job board, applicant tracking system, submit your resume and triplicate never, ever, ever works. Instead, you have to have those unpleasant conversations. You have to have the difficult conversations. You need to let the people in your network know that you're working, looking, why you're looking, and what you're looking for. And for some people, that's just easier said than done because they don't know what they're looking for. They don't know how to describe it. They don't know how to say it in a way that gets other people as excited about them taking the role as they feel for themselves. But for every role, for every single job, even if you hate doing it, there is a person out there who loves that task, who loves that challenge, who loves making that bit better. That's all they think about. That's all they want to think about. Please give them that role. You got to go find those people, and those people need to find those roles. And so when we talk about the job is that you're seeking is seeking you, that's really fundamentally behind the scenes what we mean. Out there is an organization with a hole in it that fits you perfectly. And out there, that organization is looking for someone that fits that hole. And if they don't know you exist and they don't know that that's what you want to do, how are they ever going to find you? And so I started off by talking about getting help with interview processes, but fundamentally that's not really what any of this is about. What it's all really about is making sure that you are seeking the right role for yourself and letting the world know that you're looking for it so that the people who are out there blindly following all of the other processes that every other company does, so maybe that's what we need to do too, they're able to find you. They're able to find you through your network. They're able to find you through searching. They're able to find you through normal tools and just pure chance. Because you got to stack that deck in your favor. And if you want to stack that deck even further in your favor, then book a call with my team and let them help you figure out what it means for you to find your perfect fit role. What it means for you to find your perfect fit career. And what's at stake? Because once you find that perfect fit career, imagine what life could be like when you come home or you log off for the end of the day and you are excited. You're invigorated. You're ready to go and take on new fun things like kids, like family, like dinner. And you're excited for these things because not just it's different and it lets you distract yourself from whatever the day job was, but because it's just what's next for you. So book that call with my team. It's thepeoplestack.com/book. And when you do, they're going to talk to you about your career, the whole career, not just one job. And what's working and what's not right now in your career as a project. Imagine that. And then from there, they're going to talk about where you want to go. And if we can help you find it, if we can help you get there, we'll tell you and we'll show you how. And if we can't, we'll tell you that. And we'll point you in the right direction for something that'll serve you better. Maybe it'll be one of those interview prep companies, but I doubt it. So thepeoplestack.com/book. That's where you can get an hour conversation with a career strategist who is going to help you optimize your career, not for us, not for the company, not for some generic, but for you. So take on that action. Do that. They're waiting for you. Talk to you then.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.